Good morning. Welcome to our time of remembrance on this 11th day of the 11th month at 11 o'clock. We will hear some music, reflect on scripture, and also hold some silence.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Let us pray. God, our heavenly King, you made each one of us to be like you, and blessed us with rich and fruitful earth. You gave humanity responsibility for the good ordering and well-being of the world. Inspire us to work for a world of peace and justice, where all may experience the power of your love. Holy Spirit, you hovered over the world as order came from chaos. Bring order to the chaos of this world. Send us peace. Holy Spirit, you came to the disciples, gathered in fear in the upper room. Inspire and excite us when we are faced with change. Send us peace. Holy Spirit, you enabled the disciples to speak in many languages. Give us gifts of communication across the nations. Send us peace. Holy Spirit, giver of life and love, help us to build your church and your world with the gifts of gentleness, self-control, love, joy, and peace. Amen. A prayer of confession. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. We confess the things in our lives that make for conflict. Our selfishness and greed, our arrogance, our disdain towards each other, our frustration and our tiredness, for words spoken and unspoken, for actions committed and those things left undone. Forgive us for the times when our actions and our words have brought pain to others. May we in our lives be a source of reconciliation and peace. And may we know that peace that can only come from you, to sustain us and equip us in our journey of life and faith, that we might know the strength of your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, that we may forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Let's break the silence on the 2-minute silence and pause. You see, it's not about which side of the argument you side with. Think of it as an act of kindness. You may not know their names, you may never meet them face to face, but imagine what it must feel like to never again see the face of your brother or your best mate. Imagine all you had left was the pictures they left on Facebook or a backpack full of their old school books. This is more than some war in your history textbook. You don't have to agree with the politicians. You don't have to like their decisions, but you can decide to empathize. And yeah, it can be awkward just standing there. But try this. Try closing your eyes. Remember those who risked their lives knowing every second might be their last. So if we give them a second or 2 minutes, is that really too much to ask? Let that football roll to a stop. Let your conversation reach a full stop. Mute your phone, close the laptop, pause your coffee, switch off the telly. Because when it comes to empathy, we can all stand at the front line. And on 11/11, we can all choose to unite. We need to talk about the silence and then pause. Lest we forget, this moment is ours.
The act of remembering. They shall grow not old as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace? Will you seek to heal the wounds of war? Will you work for a just future for all humanity? Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people, and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy, through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. May God give peace to those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. May God bring peace to all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. May God give peace to all civilian women children and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. May God give hope to peacemakers and peacekeepers and aid organisations who seek to keep this world secure and free. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. May God give peace to all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. The going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm as we honour the past. May we put faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you, and may God bring you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.